David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. As always, I'm very excited to have one of our podcast community members on the show today, and it's Roger Kronecht. He is the founder of Accounting University, and he is just an amazing individual who has a lot of knowledge when it comes to business, elevating your business, having success, and incorporating accounting into that, and why it's so important. He just leads you on a road to success and building your business to the where you want it to be. And today we're going to talk about the understanding the role of accounting and how it relates to your business. And just before we begin, I just want to give a quick shout out to our podcast sponsors. They are Speaker and iHeartRadio. They make this show happen. And I just like to say thank you to them. Roger, it is a pleasure, as always, to have you on the show. And I just before anyone we begin, I just want everyone to know that Roger has his own podcast on our show. So please visit his podcast. He has taped numerous episodes on all different topics related to business and related to accounting, and how you can actually succeed in business and really do well by incorporating the two and making it very easy for yourself. Because a lot of people get scared when they hear the word accounting, because not everybody is a number person, but Roger has it. So it's very easy, very simple to understand. And you can go very far in your business just by incorporating the two, and just by putting a few little tweaks into your business, you could actually have a very successful business. Roger, it's a pleasure as always. I'm really excited to have you on the show today. So explain to us why the role of accounting and how it relates to your business, because I don't think people really realize how important accounting is. Because when I speak to so many business owners, you know, they really don't put a lot of emphasis on accounting. They focus on every single other thing. And what happens is a lot of them are having a lot of problems, but a lot of it relates right back to the numbers. It always relates back to the numbers, and people don't get that. Accounting should be number one on the list, but people usually put it all the way on the bottom.
Well, Stacey, first of all, thanks. It's great to be back. I enjoy these conversations, so I appreciate the opportunity. But to your question, let's just basically put this into context. No business person other than an accounting professional said, ooh, I want to start a business because I love to do accounting and I'm excited to do that. No, business owners start their business because they have a product or service that they feel they can go to market with. They're excited about that delivery. They're excited to talk to people about it and market and sell it. They're excited about delivering it in the sense that they like to actually make their customers happy. But at the end of the day, accounting does need to be done. And so it is this thing that for too many, they actually see it as a necessary evil. They know it needs to be taken care of, but they put it off. And for them, it's oftentimes hard to even justify paying for it because they don't see how it can be a beneficial thing to their bottom line, helping them be profitable. So what they do is business owners kind of set it aside. So the first thing I like to do for business owners is, first of all, point out that there are three key components that make up every business. Every business, no matter how large, small, no matter how new or old, every business has three elements. The first happens to be marketing and sales. Marketing and sales happens to actually be where we're bringing in new customers. And that's something that every company obviously focuses on. The second is accounting. It is actually the tracking of the numbers as it relates to the business. But the third happens to be that of production. It's where we're actually taking care of the customer, delivering that product or service that we offer. And so when you understand that every business has these three elements, it's first then understandable why they get drawn into the two that they're most excited about, because that's where they make their money. The accounting gets set aside. And so what we want to do is help them understand that the more you can bring all three of these together, the more profitable you'll be. So that's the first thing, understanding that every business is made up of these three elements and that we want to actually have them working together efficiently, no matter how large or small the company.
And when it comes to the three core services, when it comes to bookkeeping and it comes to, you know, sales and as you mentioned before, when it comes to the three core services, like, how do we break it down? Like, you know, is there one specific thing that we should focus on first and then the next thing? So it's actually, we actually have a successful business, because sometimes people don't realize that things need to be organized and done a specific way in order to really do well.
Yeah. So what you're talking about is the accounting part of that three-part business model. It's the marketing and sales, the accounting and production. So let's dive into the accounting part and see what that looks like for the business owner. And the first thing you need to understand is that there are three distinct elements that make up that accounting section. The first happens to be that of bookkeeping and accounting. The second happens to be tax planning and preparation. And the third is CFO and advisory. And it's very important for the business owner to understand how those three core things make up the accounting portion of their business, because as they're running their company, I expect they're going to be phenomenal marketers. I expect that they're going to be amazing salespeople. I would imagine that they're phenomenal at providing that product or service, but they oftentimes just don't have that familiarity, that understanding of, okay, so what is accounting? And whether they're working with an outside vendor that's doing the accounting or someone they've hired and employed inside, it's sometimes intimidating for the business owner to have these conversations. And so what we're going to do today is kind of break down what those three accounting services look like and help the business owners understand why they're so important to them as they're running their companies.
And so what would be the first thing? What would be the first important factor that we have to focus on when it comes to accounting and business?
It always begins with the bookkeeping. What we're trying to do here as a business is now document all the transactions that are happening in the business. And the more quickly, the more timely we can do this, the more important that information that we're going to gain can be useful in business decision making. And so what we're trying to do is with our decisions is have information that helps us to be more, let's say, empowered to make the right decision. So bookkeeping essentially is, first of all, taking data that's occurring in the business, recording that is information. That information is organized into reports, things that we can look at and basically identify what's happening in the business. This is why people refer to accounting as the language of business, because that information becomes those reports. Now, the next step is then the knowledge that we're gaining from those reports, because clearly you can actually take the data, create the reports as information, but if you're not looking at them regularly, if you're not using those reports, you're not gaining that knowledge you need about your business. And this is how the business talks to you, is it's through that information that you actually get to hear what the business is saying. I like this, don't do this, stop doing that. But the big thing that we're striving for here is with that bookkeeping information, with the reports that we're looking at, we're gaining knowledge that will ultimately lead us to what's called wisdom. It's that sixth sense about our business that we as business owners need as we're making decisions. If we're making more informed business decisions, we're doing the right things for our company, because we have not just this gut feel about what we're doing, but we have that sixth sense intuition coupled with information.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. Now, what will be the next core value that we need to really focus on?
Well, the next thing is now that you've taken the time to actually get the bookkeeping information, you've got your financial reports, which are basically three things. Your financial reports are your profit and loss statement or income statement, your balance sheet, and your cash flow statement. So now that we've taken the data, created these reports, and we're looking at them often, it's not just to look at them and see how things look as a snapshot of today. We want to now compare this information to past information. We want to now say, how does this month compare to last month? How does last month compare to the same month the previous year? How does, say, last quarter compare to the previous quarter? And as we're doing this analysis, we're going to see how the business is evolving and changing. We're wanting to see, has inflation impacted our cost of goods to where the supplies that we need are going up in cost, and now it's more expensive for us to deliver that product or service we offer? If that's happening, then that's a good thing for us to watch. So that's going to be an indicator as to when we should perhaps do a price increase. We're looking at advertising. Is advertising going up? Is it becoming more costly for us to find and retain a new client? If it's becoming more costly from an advertising point of view to get clients, we need to know that so that we can say, okay, it's more expensive for me to get a client. What can I do to either cut costs or, more importantly, again, raise my prices to justify that additional expense? We're able to see how payroll corresponds to the gross profit. Is this something that is on scale? I mean, it's within manageable reasons, or are we giving out promotions, pay increases that's causing our payroll to go up to a larger percentage of the gross profit? These trends are what make up accounting. Accounting is the analysis of those financial reports that the bookkeeper is creating. marketing. And this is an important distinction for the business owner to understand. Many business owners are paying for bookkeeping services, and they wonder why don't they get the insights, these trends or analysis of their financials. Others are paying for the accounting, but they don't ever see the reports, and they're just kind of curious, well, who's doing the books and who's taking care of the bookkeeping? It's important to understand what those two distinct roles are in the accounting process so that as a business owner, you can pay for and expect certain things as it relates to your information.
Yeah, I've seen so many businesses just, you know, have their bookkeepers or their accountants work on their numbers just so they can have everything done for taxes at the end of the year. And so, but they never really look at the numbers and the reports. It's the accountant or the bookkeeper who are actually like knowing what's going on. But the business owner is kind of clueless in the aspect of that.
Yeah, what the role of the accountant is to be a translator, an interpreter of the financial reports to help the business owner understand what the company is saying to it via the numbers. If you're actually a business owner leaning into your accounting professional, asking them to help them point out these trends and what the company is saying to it, then all of a sudden you're getting more information to confidently make the decisions you need to be making. So that's very important. But you brought up the next thing, which is tax. Tax for many business owners is their reason to get the bookkeeping done. They think it's the only reason. It's just to answer that question as to what I owe Uncle Sam. How do I calculate my tax liability? That's honestly a reason, but not the reason, nor is it the best reason as to why we do accounting. Accounting is so that the business owner is better informed to run their business. At the end of the day, we want to know, are we getting a return on the investment, our time, our investment of capital, and so forth? And we don't want to wait until the end of the year when we're getting ready for taxes to finally figure that out.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Right. And, you know, what I was thinking about when you were speaking is that, you know, so many people have the issue about scaling. When you talk to business owners, they are afraid to scale. They are afraid to, you know, to change their prices. But if you actually have a good record of what's going on, you keep track of your numbers, you actually could probably understand the scaling process and know, yes, I do have to raise my prices because my expenses are higher. Yes, I have to do, you know, and you could actually create numbers that are reasonable and that will actually be reasonable for the consumer and also for you as well, because you'll profit from it. And that's something that a lot of people, when you speak about scaling, they are just clueless. How much should I, you know, charge? How much should I increase? Should I increase? Should I not increase? And you know, that conversation, if you speak to so many owners, they're just oblivious to. But if you actually, it looks like if you study your numbers and you really look at your reports, you could actually make some really good, accurate decisions according to scaling and know exactly what you need to do.
You're right. If you lean into your accounting professional, they can actually help you do what are called pro formas or budgets, forecasts. These are essentially helping you make the decisions in your business at the right time. So you might want to grow or let's say even hire a new employee, but do you have the funds to justify that? Do you have what you need in order to pay payroll? Well, these decisions can be actually forecasted out and more or less kind of game planned using your business model. And you can figure out, okay, we can't do it this month, but we can do it in two more months. Okay, we're on pace to actually have the funds we need, the capital necessary to make these decisions. And that's actually something that's very helpful to a business owner because they're able to take these numbers and forecast into the future. My business does this. Therefore, if I do it for two more months, this is what I'll have. And you can actually get ahead into the future and understand what it is you can be doing to grow your company. And that's powerful rather than just month by month trying to make it happen.
Yes, exactly. And that's what I see a lot of people doing, it going month by month, but we actually should be looking at the whole picture and not going month by month, because it, to me, that sounds a little bit risky, because you don't, if you don't know what's going, if you go, what went on in the past and when you don't, you know, and you don't have a clear understanding of what's in the present, you know, it's really hard to make accurate decisions when it comes to future decisions on your business, especially.
Yeah, one of the things that I really stress to the business owner clients that I work with is their job is to not be working in the day-to-day. That's why they have the employees and management. Their job is to be thinking out as far as 6 to 12 months. What do I need to be doing with the business? What needs to be put into place? What kind of software, what kind of machines or equipment do I need to buy? What kind of leasing agreements do I need to be finding and making? All of these things are 6 to 12 months in the future. That's where you're living your business. Management should be in the next, say, 3 to 6 months, maybe focusing a little bit on the month to month, but the employees are the day-to-day operations people. They're the ones that are taking care of the now. And as a business owner, if you're getting sucked too much into the day-to-day operations, you don't either have the right people or you don't have the right processes. And so those are the two things that you want to focus on, because you need to be the leader, the forward-thinking person. Where are we going and what do we need to get there?
Right. Oh, that's so true. That's 100% true. Now, you also mentioned about the business model and cash flow management. How does that play a big role when it comes to having a successful business?
Well, once we have the taxes taken care of, both with the planning and preparation, we're mitigating our tax liabilities. We want to then focus on the CFO and advisory levels of the accounting model. And this is where you're working with individuals to help basically address the business model as it relates to cash flow, getting capital. It's how the payables and receivables in the company are oriented. These are the things that you need to focus on as a business owner, not with your bookkeeper, not with your accountant, but with the CFO that you're actually interacting with, that advisor that's helping you take the business model that you have and creating a profitable machine. So one of the things that I really stress here is most businesses, when you hear of companies struggling or failing within the first 3 to 5 years, it's generally around cash flow management. It's not to say they don't have a good product or a good service. It doesn't even suggest that they couldn't sell it. What it means is they didn't have the cash flow to pay the bills. And so what we're trying to do here with that CFO component is get into the business model and realize, okay, do we have the funds necessary to make the business work? And that's the blood, right? Are you keeping it flowing? And when we're looking at this, we're perhaps diving into the capital, getting investments. We're looking at accounts receivable, what we're owed by our customers. We're looking at how that's aging, how quickly they're paying us. We're looking at accounts payable, the relationship with our vendors as to, are we on, let's say, due upon receipt terms or net 10 terms, net 30 terms? How long do we get to hold the money before we're having to pay the money out? And so that's the thing that you really want to pay attention to. And that's what the CFO and advisor actually helps you do. They're actually helping you get the reports you need to go out and get the capital necessary. They're helping you actually have cash flow management processes in place to make sure you're holding on to it long enough. They're making sure that what you're doing at the end is profitable. It's actually returning a return on investment. So all of these things are essential, but that's at that CFO advisory level. And oftentimes, if you're only working with an accountant or a tax preparer, you're not getting that kind of insight or advice that you need as a business owner.
Yes, that's so true. That's so true. And what would be the next step when it comes to really taking advantage of all these steps that you mentioned, and being able to be, what are some of the things that your company does in order to help people? Because there are a lot of things we went over today. We went over, bookkeeping, why it's important. We talked about why it matters. We talked about taxes. We talked about, cash flow management and why it's so important to work with your CFO. And what are some of the things that your company actually can help? I know that you have different programs and you have different services that could actually, really educate individuals and help them have a complete understanding of what's going on. Because I think a lot of people, they fear numbers because they don't understand it. They don't understand the importance. They don't understand how to begin. They don't understand, what's the next step. How do you make it easier so the people could actually get started and actually, really get into the groove quickly and actually be successful? Successful and really understand what's going on in their business and what decisions they really have to make.
Well, as a school, Universal Accounting Center focuses on empowering the accounting professional to have that voice, to have the confidence to go work with business owners and actually address these various things that the business owner should expect from their accounting professional. But the thing that we do for business owners is we help educate them as to what they should be expecting from the accounting profession. And so there's a book that I wrote, it's called Your Strategic Accountant. Your Strategic Accountant was designed or written as a book to actually help business owners understand what they're paying for. When they're working with a bookkeeper, what should they expect? When they're working with a let's say, a tax preparer, what should they anticipate? These are things that I think for many business owners, they don't really understand because they got into business knowing what they know and what they're good at. And this was just kind of a side thing. Well, what we're trying to do is I'm trying to actually empower that business owner to more intelligently run their business as they lean into and utilize the accounting profession. So when I wrote the book, it was simply because of the fact that I found that many business owners, when asked what is accounting, what is bookkeeping, what is tax planning, they would give me one answer. And when I went to the accounting profession, they would give me another answer. And the two just weren't communicating well. And this book is intended to actually empower that bookkeeper, that accountant, to properly explain their services, but more importantly, help the business owner understand what they're paying for and should expect. So I highly recommend everyone get a copy of the book, read the book, and understand what it is you should be expecting as you're paying for these accounting services.
Now, where can they find that book?
So I've provided this to you in the episode description. You can actually go there, but an easy way to find it is you can go to universalaccounting.com. At universalaccounting.com, we have in the navigation free resources. Free resources right at the top are some ebooks. The ebook right there that I'm encouraging you to get is Your Strategic Accountant. It's one of four that are offered there for free. Clearly, you can take advantage of all of them because they're all very appropriate for what we're discussing today.
I like that a lot. Now, are there any other things that you really want to stress during this conversation? Because I know that you have touched really on some really important topics. Is there any other things that you really feel that the audience should understand?
Yeah, there's kind of an idea here of when you get into business, accounting is just something that's a necessary evil. It's a thing you have to do, but you'll get around to it when you need to. And I'd really like to impart to the business owner that it is something that you can actually see as an asset to your business that can help you save in expenses, help you become more profitable. But the biggest thing that I think is most important is helping understand that your business is an asset. And what you're really trying to do here is begin with the end in mind and see what is it that you're trying to build as a company that one day you'll sell, that you'll walk away from, and hopefully use as part of your retirement planning. And if you're working with an accounting professional, they're one of a few key individuals that will ultimately help with that transaction. And if you can build a business with the intent of saying, I want a certain valuation, the accountant is the key individual that will actually help you do the things necessary to build the business to be the value you expect it to be. Because as you work on it and invest in it and do that sweat equity, all of those things that you're doing over the course of years should be with that end goal in mind. And so with that being said, accounting is the very thing you're using month over month, year over year to actually build the business that you're intending to have, because it's based on those numbers that much of the evaluation will be done to determine what your company's worth. So with that understanding, I think it makes it very simple for the business owner to realize, I can't put this off. I need this information. It helps me make more informed business decisions. I need to be more intelligent about what I'm doing and, more importantly, more profitable in my efforts. Therefore, I am going to lean into the accounting profession. And using the principles from the book, Your Strategic Accountant, you're going to have the confidence you need to interact with those accounting professionals as you should.
I like that a lot. Now, if we had to close this conversation, you really want to emphasize on some important factors. What are some of the things you really want the listeners to understand? Like, you basically, you gave an overall summary right now, but if there's some really important factors that you really want to emphasize on, what are some of the things from this conversation that you want them to remember?
That numbers are your friends. One of the things you have to understand is numbers are non-emotional. They're just facts. And what we're trying to do here as accounting professionals for the business owner is provide these numbers, these facts in a timely and informative way. And I think too often what happens is the numbers aren't timely. Therefore, they are seen by the business owner as being irrelevant. It's old news, or it's perhaps not discernible. I don't understand what these numbers are saying. And that's where the role of the accountant comes in to help us understand these things. And then as it relates to taxes, there are tax strategies that you can use to mitigate your tax liabilities. Lean into the accounting profession to find out what those strategies are so that you can limit your tax liability and pay less legally. And then as it relates to CFO and advisory, it's just basically having the cash flow management in place so that you can keep your money longer and have the funds you need to run the business. It's basically having money in the bank. And if you can do those things, I think running your business will be less stressful and more exciting, but most importantly, more profitable.
I like that a lot. Well, this has been amazing, Roger. Thank you so much for coming on this show. Now, is there anything else, any links or anything else that people should know about before we go?
The one thing I'd just say is if you'd like to connect with me, definitely reach out to LinkedIn. I like connecting with people on LinkedIn. Mention this show that we're doing with Stacey, and I'd be happy to basically connect with you. And then as it relates to the free resources, definitely go to Universal Accounting and check out the various free resources that we have for business owners to help you basically work on your business and ultimately build the business that you're intending to. Because it all, in my opinion, starts with beginning with the end in mind. It's what are you ultimately trying to do? And let's figure out where you are and where it is you're trying to go, and then I think the path becomes clear as to how to get there.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Roger, for coming on the show today. You really provided some valuable information. And I think people really, you know, you gave a good understanding that numbers do matter and that it's very important in order to excel to and elevate to higher levels and to reach your financial goals and to profit and also to succeed and not fail in your business. You really have to focus on the numbers. Numbers are very important and they should be on top priority of the list. And, you know, I think that today's show was great because you put that in perspective. So thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your knowledge. And it's always a pleasure having you on the show because you really get to the point and you really make people understand in a very simplistic way, you know, how to go about things and how to actually go from step one to step five and actually get a lot of things accomplished in those simplistic five steps.
Well, I try to keep it so that it's useful and beneficial. So yes, I do try to be to the point. And with that being said, if it's about accounting, it is universal.
Yes, it is. Well, Roger, you have a great day. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.